So I'm with William, whom I met at the Language Center in Dunedin, and we're now at the Waterfront Lodge in Napier. William is attending the CLISO conference, and I just came by just to meet the language teachers who are here. So, William, tell me, are you presenting at CLISO?
Yes, we presented today. We had a joint presentation with the staff, and all to do with how we've got students to get poems published and produce a radio program and all that sort of thing. Just dare to use English in a wider community sense, build up their confidence and so on.
So what was the reaction?
Well, we had a good reception to that because we made a play out of it itself. So we were, and we used lots and lots of imagery and slides, and we worked hard to get to make a very interesting play, and we're getting a little bit famous for that, actually.
Really?
So
could you explain a little bit better instead of just standing,
we actually acted out as if it was a radio program, and I was the announcer, and I was interviewing Susan, and while we were talking, all the pictures illustrating the things we'd done with students, marvelous photos we've collected over the years. We use those to
in the background
illustrate. So I'm hoping to put that on the internet, turn the PowerPoint into something that can be on my blog, and people will eventually be able to see it there and listen to it. Because we had excerpts from the program, music and sound. And
was it all recorded or not?
Yes.
It was.
Yes. I see.
The presentation.
Not as we gave it, but we're going to give it again anyway in Polytech. So.
Okay, I think it would be nice if you could record it or video it
even,
put it on either Blip TV or.
Blip TV. So you've got this marvelous piece of equipment. I've just got a pen and a pad here.
No, I mean, I'm all that. I'm gadget.
What is this, an MP3 player or something?
MP3 player and a recorder as well in a USB key that you can open here. So I put it directly, because in the past I used to take my computer to school to record the kids, because there is no equipment there.
Right,
and
so it's your personal one.
It is my personal thing. And walking in São Paulo with a computer like this is not very safe. So my husband thought this would be a better idea, so he gave it to me and said, take this to school and it will be easier for you.
Now, I was quite surprised when I heard how long you've been in this field, because it's not all that long, is it?
I started in 97.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's somebody else I'm confusing. I think Lee Blackhall, it's not actually all that long. And he's
come so fast.
Yes.
But I think he was involved with it in Australia, no? Because he's...
He was already
involved with it in Australia.
And
what are other teachers at CLISO using the internet with their students? I haven't seen many presentations.
There's a few. When you browse through here, there's a few with CALL, Computer Assisted Language Learning.
Have you attended any?
I have. And, there was one very good one. I'll just... Not Lisa's, no, this one here. Catherine Parker's. And she said she was the first ESL teacher to get a fellowship. A fellowship, you know, where they get 1 year to do something
to do some project.
And she mentioned, you know, she'd gone to different places, tertiary institutions, both in New Zealand and Hong Kong. And she actually started talking about the Otago Language Centre, where we were.
Yes.
And mentioned Jo Blow. What was her name? Who I had just met at this open conference. So she's singing her praises, so that means that you know, we're going to return and follow that
exactly.
up and see what she's doing. And
yes, absolutely.
And, yeah, so, but it depends what kind of a person, if they're good at talking and enthusiastic and they motivate you. Lee is great.
Lee is,
She's great. You're great.
Well, I don't know whether I'm great, but I mean, yeah. I'm enthusiastic about it as well. But
the main thing, you laugh and you smile and make good contact with the people.
Okay, so
I think we're going to stop this.
All right.
Okay. And then I'll ask you one later about your trip.
Jesus. Thank you.